Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he said, here's my point. He gave Adam complete dominion over this earth. Because he told him, whatever move, crawl, creep, fly, swim, you rule it. Take dominion. I give you dominion. I give it to you. And Satan comes slithering up in that garden. And Adam didn't take dominion. He chickened out. Crawfish out. And allowed that snake, this crooked, low-down, evil, conniving devil, to come in and ruin and spoil the entire human race. And God said, I can't put up with that. Even though I didn't do it. So, just move right over to the third chapter. I'm getting there. Of Genesis chapter 3. Because we want to get to the birth. Genesis 3:15, God said, let's read 14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou shalt be cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shall thou go, and dust shall thou eat all the days of thy life. That's why you see the snake crawling, because God said, you're going to crawl on your belly. You're not going to walk upright no more. You're going to slither through this earth, and they're going to pounce on your head. And you're going to snap at their heel. And you ever notice a person, when they see a snake, they start high-stepping. Trying to keep them from getting a heel. Better not see them in grass. They step on top of the grass. But he said in verse 15, I will put what? Enmity between the woman and between thy seed and her seed. See, there's a seed. We're going to talk about that seed today. Seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. Thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. In other words, that Hebrew said brings out that I'm going to crush his head. Satan is lame brain. His head been crushed. He can't think right. And when you get John up with him, you think like him. Other words, to make it real plain, he's been defeated. That's what he's saying. I'm going to crush his head. And Isaiah, I have many other, but I'm not going there today because I don't have time. Isaiah caught sight of this. And in the sixth chapter, before I read the birth of Christ, we're about to read it because I gotta move on. But this is what Isaiah saw. These prophets, Old Testament prophets, God would give them words to speak, and he would show them things. And Isaiah caught sight of this. If you'll turn with me to Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 9, this is what he said. Are you with me so far? I'll get there in just a minute. Isaiah 6 and 9, listen to what it said. He said in Isaiah 6 and 9, Nine and six. He said, for unto us a child is born. Notice what he said, y'all. He said, unto us what? A child is born. And unto us a son is given. So we're going to read about that. See, Jesus, Christ, the Son of God, did not just start living when he was born in Bethlehem of Judea. Just the man Jesus. But Christ divine hath always lived with the Godhead. He is divine. But it's so neat how he took off, laid aside his deity and became humanity. For what reason? To get us back. Put us back where we belong. And so he said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, right? Then he said what? And the government shall be upon his shoulder. You notice what he did. He said, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Then he said, the government shall be upon his shoulder. Did you notice what he did? He only told what he saw. He didn't tell the whole thing. He just told what he saw. A child is born, a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder. But in this period here, a church had to operate in the earth for the government to become to operate on his shoulder. And so what I'm saying, he did not catch the church aid. But it's still in the scripture, so we'll know how to live in this time. So that's what we're going to talk about. I do like Bill Winston. Hallelujah. So what we want to talk about, the birth of Christ. We all excited in the morning. You know, my grandkids, some of them already, I kind of kidding around with them. They, you know what they, Papa, now they, you know that mean, what's the matter with you? I said, you know, I'm kidding around like, you know, well, we just skipped the gifts. Oh, Papa. I said, well, you know, I done this. It mean nothing. But anyway, let's get to it. Hallelujah. Everybody wants a gift. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So let's go ahead. We're going to, if you'll turn with me, if you can put it up there. And I'm reading from the New Living. I'm reading from the American Standard. Miss Kathy going to read Luke chapter 1, begin verse 26. She'll read down 26 through 38. Go ahead, Miss Kathy.
Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came in unto her and said, Hail thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this might be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. Wherefore also the holy thing which is begotten shall be called the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth thy kinswoman, she also has conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her that was called barren. For no word from God shall be void of power. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her.
Amen. Amen.